You're listening to Bachelor to Boyfriend, the podcast that teaches you how to manage your mind so you can show up as the best version of yourself around women. And now your host, certified dating and intimacy coach for men, Erica Davian.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Bachelor to Boyfriend. I love preparing these episodes and just thinking about what kinds of things might be helpful, given that I'm not there with you in person talking one-on-one like I do with my clients in my program. And so in these episodes, I'm really trying to think about how I can reach all of you, regardless of your experience level with love and sex and relationships, and regardless of what kinds of experiences you've had up until this point, whether they've been positive or negative. And so I'm really trying to reach all of you while at the same time feeling really relatable. And I hope that comes across. I do this for you. Let's get on with what this week is all about, which is really just a continuation of last week's episode, which was all about your mind and erections. And this week is more focused on your thoughts about sex and how they play into the things we talked about in the last episode. So you might remember that last week it was a bit more technical. We were talking about how the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems work in conjunction, sort of like applying gas and brakes on your body's ability to create erections. And that ideally you want to be tapped into that parasympathetic state where your body is relaxed and safe and comfortable, because that's the system that is ultimately responsible for creating those erections in the first place. The other important thing that I want you to remember is the example of the tarantula in your bedroom. And so if you haven't, by the way, if you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend you go back and check it out, because I think it's going to help this episode land a little bit more deeply. So be sure to check that out. So I also want you to remember that example with the tarantula and how the circumstance was the same. There was a hairy friend in the bedroom, but the experience is totally different depending on what is going on in your mind. And that's really where we're going to focus this week, is what is going on in your mind that might be contributing to having great experiences with sex or not. And so this week is going to be applicable to you regardless of whether erections come easily to you or not, whether you've had sex before or not, because it's all about generating the kind of feeling state that will support you in having a great sexual experience with someone. And towards the end, we're going to do an exercise to help you tune into which mindsets specifically are going to be particularly supportive for you. And so you might remember from last week's episode this idea of engaged relaxation. And I didn't really go into that term a whole lot. In general, there are different states of being that help us to show up sexually, right? Some people have different preferences for how they get turned on or what works for them. But in general, we all need to be in this state of engaged relaxation in order to become fully aroused. Now, notice I said engaged relaxation. That doesn't mean that you need to be full of energy and confidence and gusto to create a great sexual experience. Really, this more toned down, sort of pleasantly neutral, engaged relaxation truly is enough to set the stage for creating a great sexual experience with someone. And so what do I mean by this exactly, engaged relaxation? So relaxation is important because when you feel relaxed, comfortable, at ease, then your body's able to tap into that parasympathetic nervous system. But I'm not talking about relaxed in a floppy, wet noodle kind of way. That's where the word engaged comes in, because it's about being an active participant in the process of sex. When you're in this space of engaged relaxation, you're present in the moment, right here, right now, not somewhere in the future or past or in an alternative right now. No, you're here with what's happening, what's true in this moment. You're able to relish and savor everything that you're feeling in your body. You can follow your curiosity and your impulses. You do things that are for your pleasure. And you are paying attention to the sensations happening within you, your own body. You're not a spectator watching a performance. You are the one who's dancing. But of course, there are many times, though, when engaged relaxation isn't the feeling state that comes up around sex. Maybe for you, there have been times where it's been more like anxiety, pressure, disappointment, disgust, avoidance, sadness. And when you're in one of these feeling states, it's really hard to show up in the same way that I just described. It's hard to be in the moment when you are anxious about the future. You can't really be relaxed when you are feeling pressure and disappointment. It's hard to stay focused on the sensations in your body when you're feeling disgust and avoidance. But thankfully, if any of this is coming up for you, there is something you can do about it. That's why we're here, right? And in some ways, it's probably easier than you think. Because remember, the reason you're feeling crappy, whether it's anxiety or sad or pressure or disappointment, the reason you are feeling crappy is because of what you are thinking. In the last episode, it's not the tarantula that's making you feel scared. It's your thoughts about that tarantula that will determine how you feel. And so in the same way, it's not whatever's happening in bed that's making you feel some version of terrible. It's your thoughts about the situation that feel terrible. Whether you're aware of them or not, you have thoughts about all kinds of things related to sex. Your level of experience, whether you've never kissed a woman or you've slept with 100. You have thoughts around the morality of sex. Maybe it's good, it's bad, it's neutral. Maybe you have thoughts about whether God is keeping a watchful eye, the right and wrong things to do, what's off limits and what's inside limits. You might have thoughts around what your penis does, whether it's having an erection or not, the timing of those erections, what they do. You might have thoughts around your body, its shape, its size, its coloration. You've even got thoughts about what sex is. Is it, do you think it's a performance, a process, a rite, a dance, a series of steps on a checklist? And like many of us, you might have thoughts around what it means, right? Is sex something that's meaningless? Is it just a biological thing that we do? Is it an expression of love? And so many other thoughts. I'm sure that there are many of them, whether you're aware of them or not. And it's these thoughts that are what determine the quality of the sexual experience available to you. Your thoughts are the reason why you are feeling crappy. So let's do something about them. Let's unpack some of the thoughts that you have about sex now, because it is so much harder to do that in the moment. I've had many clients say to me that they have noticed the way that their thoughts get in the way when they're in the moment with a woman, and they try to push those thoughts away, that in the moment they're just trying to convince themselves, stop thinking about this, stop thinking about that. And of course, that never works because it relies on willpower and because the mind is constantly generating new thoughts. So this strategy of just trying to push thoughts away or trying not to think something that you don't want to be thinking about is really a losing battle. And so what I want to help you do is to work with these thoughts now outside of sexy time to help you identify the thoughts that really aren't serving you and the ones that do, the thoughts that help you access that engaged relaxation. And we want to practice this now outside of a sexual encounter, because then it will make it easier to have these thoughts in the moment when you need them. So like I said, there are countless thoughts that could be had about sex, but I'm going to focus on three categories that I see come up most commonly with clients. And as I talk about these three categories, I just want you to think about how some of these thoughts might be true for you. And of course, we don't need to identify all of the many dozens or hundreds of thoughts that you have about sex, but I want you to tune into those that kind of feel like the greatest hits that play on repeat all the time. And so the first category is thoughts that have to do with resisting reality. So thoughts like, this shouldn't be happening, or it shouldn't be happening in this way, or I really wish it were some other way than it is. And these thoughts could be had about so many things. Maybe you wish your body was some other way than it is, or the way that a situation is unfolding is not the way that you think it should be. Whenever we are in this space of wanting things to be different than they are in this moment, we are resisting the reality of what is right here, right now. We can always work towards a different reality in the future, but what I'm talking about is when we are in resistance to what is happening right here, right now. Because there is no other reality than what is here, right now. And anytime we get caught up in this, in wanting this present moment to be a different way, is that it tends to create feelings of disappointment, disgust, or avoidance. And none of these things, disappointment, disgust, avoidance, none of these are good for being relaxed and engaged, right? We're aiming for engaged relaxation. And none of these help with that. The second category of thoughts that I see come up quite frequently have to do with shoulds and have tos. So anytime you notice your brain coming up with a thought that starts with, it should be this way, it shouldn't be this way, or I have to, this is sort of like the flip side of resisting reality, because it's like telling yourself that it is possible that some other present moment alternative is available if only you could control things in just the right way to get there. And so it sounds like it has to work this time, or men should blah, 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 right? Sex should be some particular way, or I have to get it right. And just notice how these kinds of thoughts just add pressure and guilt and shame to the situation, especially if it's already a somewhat unpleasant situation. This kind of thinking doesn't help relieve the pressure or relieve the guilt. Again, it's just not helpful. And the third category that I see that often holds men back in bed is when you make an external circumstance mean something bad about you. So it could be what your body does, or how it looks, or what your partner says or thinks or does, what happens when you are being sexual. And taking each of these external things and making them about you, because the brain has this tendency to take all of these things that aren't really you and make them mean something about you. It could be that you don't get an erection and you have a thought, I am a failure. Or you don't like the way you look and you have the thought, I am not enough. Or your partner says or thinks or does something unkind and you believe the thought, I am broken. These are some of the most common ones that I hear play over and over in clients' minds. And I think they're so common because they're also so vague, right? Or they're so, maybe not vague, they're so broad, right? To say, I'm a failure, I'm not enough, I'm broken. I think all of us can find evidence for each of those thoughts. And so they come up a lot. Now, I want you to notice if any of these types of thoughts come up for you around sex. Thoughts where you are in resistance to the way things are for you right now. If you have any shoulds or have-tos as expectations around sex. Or notice where you're making something outside of you mean something about you. And as you reflect on these thoughts, I want you to notice how these thoughts feel. Because often these thoughts create a feeling that's some version of crappy. Things like anxiety, pressure, disappointment, disgust, avoidance, sadness. And all of these feeling states make it harder for the body to tap into the parasympathetic nervous system. Thoughts like these are like applying the brakes when what you really want is to go forward. They keep you from that engaged relaxation state that is the most supportive of a great sexual experience. So let's give some airtime to the kinds of thoughts that may support you in reaching that engaged relaxation state. Thoughts that create emotions that help you stay present, tune in to what you are feeling, and remain relaxed. I'm going to read aloud some thoughts, and I want you to try them on, almost like you are trying on a pair of jeans. Just notice how each feels to think them, even if just for a moment. And one thing I want you to note here is that the goal is not to find thoughts that help you feel wildly happy. That's not the point. All we're looking for are thoughts that, for you, help bring you closer to being engaged and relaxed. Closer, right? Even if it doesn't bring you all the way there. So sometimes even feeling neutral is enough, because neutral is better than crappy. Right? I think we can all agree neutral is probably better than crappy. Because if you're feeling neutral, then you're already heading in the right directions. You're heading away from those thoughts that really don't feel good and that activate the sympathetic nervous system, that tell your body, hey, there's something wrong here. There's some kind of threat happening. And then it doesn't allow your body to relax, to enjoy the sexual experience. And so here goes. Here are some thoughts. Are you ready? Okay, so if you are in a safe place, I invite you to close your eyes and tune into the emotion that comes up with each of these thoughts. But of course, if you're driving or something, just do your best to notice what comes up. There is nothing I have to do, only things I get to do. Sex is something two people co-create, not a performance. My body is capable of creating and experiencing pleasure just as it is. All I have to do is tune in to how I am feeling. I have a human body. Everything is unfolding perfectly. When my body doesn't create an erection, it is a sign that there is something that needs my attention. I am deserving of pleasure. When I am present with what is happening, next steps become clear. I am constantly learning how to do sex better. Whatever happens, I don't have to make it about me. Okay, that was the last of the thoughts. So what came up for you? Were there some that felt better than others? It's okay if some of these things are maybe things that you want to believe but aren't able to right now. That's often my work with clients, is helping them build their belief in themselves bit by bit over time. Because we can't change everything in a single podcast episode. But just know that thoughts like these are available to you. Just like you can believe that the tarantula is dangerous and feel scared, or believe it's harmless and feel excited, you get to decide what you will make sex, your body, and what your partner says and does mean about you. And the thoughts you choose will make it easier for your body to tap into the parasympathetic nervous system and allow your body to operate optimally or not. Your experience of sex is largely determined by the thoughts you're having about it. So be sure to choose wisely. And before you move on to the next thing in your day, write down just one of the thoughts I asked you to try on that you think you'd like to work towards believing. Just one. And put it in a place where you'll stumble across it again in the future. Sometimes just doing that helps to start the ball rolling so that your brain can start finding evidence of that new thought. All right, my friends, I hope this was helpful, and I can't wait to be back here with you next week. Take care. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you have to come check out Bachelor to Boyfriend, the program. It's 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with yours truly to help you finally move past the internal barriers between you and the relationship you want to create. Check it out at ericadavian.com. That's Erica with a K. And if you're curious, make sure to get your name on my mailing list so I can tell you next time doors open. My newsletter is my favorite way to connect with you all, and I respond to every email I receive. I can't wait to see you there.